Studio 360.
For beautiful lashes, quick as a wink, use Helena Rubinstein's amazing new Mascara Matic.
Red Dawn, the irresistible fragrance from Elizabeth Arden.
Skin Do Visible Action by Helena Rubinstein.
True Love, a fragrance from Elizabeth Arden.
Helena Rubinstein introduces the new color classics.
The Power of a Woman, Arden Beauty, a fragrance by Elizabeth Arden.
The new Broadway musical War Paint is about the rivalry between two of the 20th century's big cosmetics moguls, Elizabeth Arden and Helena Rubinstein, who are played on stage by two of Broadway's biggest stars, Christine Ebersole and Patti LuPone. So how each actress is made up for the show is critical because cosmetics were at the core of their characters' beings, not just something they wore, but something they practically invented and certainly evangelized about. The woman who signed on to the daunting task of makeup designer for War Paint is Angelina Avalon. She's designed the makeup for Broadway productions of Cabaret, The Little Mermaid, The Color Purple, Julius Caesar, and about 100 other shows. And I really mean 100. That's not just a number I'm pulling out of my hat. She is here with me now. Angelina, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
So for those of us who've never been on a Broadway stage or a big theater stage, is theatrical makeup the same stuff that you wear or my wife wears, you know, on a regular normal day walking down the street?
Most of it is a different thing because it has to serve a different purpose.
Right.
The makeup has to last. The only opportunity an actor has for touch-ups is the intermission. So once the makeup is applied, it has to stay on. You have to make sure that it doesn't sweat off. The eyeliner has to be perfect. Oftentimes we use waterproof eyeliners, waterproof lipsticks, depending if the actor has kissing scenes on stage.
I never thought of that, of course, yeah. It's interesting because, of course, you're not seeing them close up. I'm 3 feet away from you, and so that requires a certain kind of makeup. But from 50 or 100 or 200 feet away, it's a whole different thing, right, how you apply makeup?
It's a whole different thing. What's tricky is that the actor applies the makeup in the dressing room.
Really?
The actor is 3 feet away from the mirror.
Right, and so there's nobody doing it for her or him.
Occasionally, in the case of the monster in Young Frankenstein or
yeah.
Wicked, you will have a yeah. makeup artist designated to you to help
right,
you with
right.
your green makeup. In the case of Helena Rubinstein, Patti LuPone, and Elizabeth Arden, Christine Ebersole, they have to learn their own makeup, how
wow.
to apply their own makeup. They have to learn their makeup plot and apply their own makeup.
Huh. And so I see Patti LuPone on stage. She looks normal, beautiful, Patti LuPone. If I was with her in that makeup up close, she would look weird and clownish, right? I mean, stage makeup doesn't look like
yes,
the real thing up
absolutely.
Close.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it has to. It has to in order to read. It's very much like looking at a painting in a museum. You never go too close.
Right.
You really need to step away. If you're looking at an impressionistic painting, you have to step away.
Right.
Depending on the painting, and look at it in its context. The same thing with the actors.
So it's a little bit like a microphone, which amplifies the voice. This, you're kind of amplifying the expressions, I guess.
Yes, we are. What may look fantastic in the dressing room may just not read at all on stage, or may read from the first 5 rows, but not from the back of the house.
Right.
You have to also find the balance so that it's not grotesque looking from the 3rd row.
Right, right.
So you have to find the balance. And what I normally do is walk into the theater, look at the orchestra, walk to the back of the orchestra, left and right of the house, and then I'll go up in the mezzanine and really sit in different places in the balcony just to see how everything reads and what the lighting does. And also, the lighting paints the faces as well.
Right.
Because it casts shadows. And unless you study what your lighting designer is doing and how he's painting the faces and what those shadows do to the face, you won't be able to determine what's correct
right.
and what's appropriate.
And of course, the lighting people use colors as well.
Sometimes you've picked out the perfect shade of red lipstick
right.
after a month of searching, and everybody's in love with the lipstick, and you get the actor on stage and the lipstick looks brown.
Yeah.
Or just nothing.
Right. You must get in fights with lighting directors all the time.
Well, you try to make friends with the lighting designer.
I'll bet. So somebody calls you up and says, oh, we've got this show, War Paint. It's about Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden. You want to work on it? Do you then get a script?
The design process always begins with the story itself. I do read the script. I research the period. I research the characters. In the case of Rubinstein and Arden, I look at photographs of the real women. I look at photographs of the actors.
Right. So you do this research. You look at old pictures of, in this case, these real-life women and presumably their ads, Elizabeth Arden ads.
So you look at the ads. You look at illustrations of the products. Hopefully, you try to find the actual products. You Google.
Like antique versions?
Like antique versions.
Really?
You know, there are collectors out there.
And you buy those
and
use
you
them?
Can find, you can't use them.
I'm fascinated by this. So you find somebody who owns these antique makeups and you just pay them to look at their stuff? You don't even like use it?
I don't use it. I look at the stuff. I match the products.
Right.
You can use them. They're, you know, they smell, they're rancid,
right.
But they're like 100 years old,
right.
Some of this product. But it gives you a sense of what it was.
So you do all this research. You look at all these pictures. You buy this 100-year-old makeup. And then you create some kind of guide that travels with the show?
And then I create a makeup chart for each actor. I actually sit down and I draw a makeup chart for each character, their entire show, if that character appears in like 5 different scenes.
Really? So act 2, scene 2?
Absolutely. And I track every single change. And if they have to change lipstick, I track where they change that lipstick. Is it in the basement, downstairs in the basement? Is it in the wings? Who hands them the lipstick? How much time they have? Everything is perfectly timed.
And do you write? I mean, is it obviously you can't write? You know, I don't know.
I do. I actually take makeup and I take a face chart.
Yeah.
A large face chart. I take the makeup. I use a brush and I paint.
By a face chart, like a little drawing of
of a human face.
Huh.
Sometimes I'll draw the face of the actor
with the colors on the little drawing.
With the colors.
Huh.
I will take a brush, I'll use different mediums, and I will paint. I will paint the lip shape, I'll paint the eye shape, the colors, I'll use the actual colors, I'll make a little palette on the side of the sheet, and I'll number and write down what these products are, and I'll do a step-by-step. If I have to, if the actor is having trouble remembering, I'll do step 1 is this, step 2 is this, and step 3 and 4, and here we have a complete chart, and then we practice and practice and practice until we perfect
it. I'm so fascinated by these actual paper artifacts that exist. I want to collect those. They sound cool. Because after being Helena Rubinstein for 5 months, Patti LuPone's thing must be like a interesting, smudged up collectible.
It's a little map.
It's
a little map.
Yeah. You have probably seen Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump impressions on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Hello, thank you for coming. I'd like to start by answering the question that's on everyone's mind. Yes, this is real life. This is really happening.
What about that makeup job?
It's very successful.
Yes, it is.
It's very successful. Of course, Alec Baldwin does a great job.
Yes.
You know, the acting is also very important, but it's very, very successful.
Well, but and that's, it's somewhere between realism and Dr. Seuss, right?
Yes. It's somewhat heightened.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of the hair.
Right.
So the hair team, the hair designers, and the makeup special effects people have done a tremendous job.
Yeah. And what about the real guy, our president? Why does he look like that? You're an expert on how faces look. I mean, I've been a student of Trump for many years, and those white rings around his eye make me think tanning bed or spray tan, right? That's what that comes from?
It's possible. I don't know what the answer is.
But what do you think
it's possible. I think that people find the look for themselves.
Yeah.
And it becomes their brand.
Right.
And I think in Donald Trump's case, it is his brand. And I think it's something that he's created for himself. And he's so comfortable that it's become his brand.
Right.
It's something that he's done for the past 30 years. And he's just so used to the look.
Yeah. Do makeup designers get Tonys?
No, not in the theater.
Huh. They do get
they
Oscars,
do,
right?
They do in they Emmys? Do in film and television.
Yeah. Are you and your profession trying to get the Tony people to start giving awards to the likes of you? Or would you just win every one every year?
I have not petitioned anyone.
Yeah.
But I think it would be nice if hair and makeup are also recognized.
Right, should be.
In the theater.
Yes, I agree. Angelina Avalon, I am so much more fascinated by your job than I ever, ever expected to be. Thank you for sharing it with me.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Angelina Avalon is the makeup designer on the new musical War Paint, which is on Broadway now at the Nederlander Theatre.